I don't know about you, but when I look back at the friendships I had growing up, I'm often amazed at how shallow sometimes they were. For example, we never had cable growing up, but a neighbor a couple doors down did, and so I would often go spend time at his house because I could watch Nickelodeon there and I couldn't at home. Or there was another friend who had Super Nintendo and we only had Nintendo, so that was a much more attractive proposition, and that friend became a friend where I could play Super Nintendo. And later on, as I was in high school, before I myself was driving, I made friends with another person who had a license and a car, a little more freedom to get around. A less than very noble brand of friendship, those things were. Some friendships were much deeper. They weren't so much about what a friend could do for me, some benefit I could get, but simply they were for the sake of enjoying the friendship, the good of the other. And those, not surprisingly, as I think now, are the friendships that endured, that lasted. When we make friends with someone simply for some utility or benefit, as soon as that benefit is gone, the friendship also disappears. It's interesting, in the Gospels, our Lord makes it clear that he desires our friendship. In the Gospel of John, he said to his apostles, "I no longer call you slaves, I have called you friends." That in itself should be an astounding truth to us, that the infinite God, utterly transcendent, the creator of the whole universe, desires your friendship. He desires a relationship with you. But if we're honest with ourselves, we can easily slide into a rather immature kind of friendship with God. A mere friendship of utility, the kind of friendship where I'm more interested in what God can do for me than I am in him. I'm more interested in the gifts rather than the giver. We see something of this in the gospel today. 10 lepers approach our Lord. They stay at a distance and call out to him, "Have pity on us." And as they're going, they are healed. But apparently 9 of these 10 were only interested in what Jesus could do for them. And one, only one, was interested in Christ himself. Only one came back to glorify God and to give thanks. And it's interesting, this one alone had the grace to hear our Lord say, "Your faith has saved you." This one alone received the gift of salvation, of eternal life, because of his faith. Faith is the virtue that leads us to cling to God, to adhere to him, to seek that friendship with God, rather than simply the gifts he can give us. St. Paul said that in the second reading today in his words to Timothy. His desire that people would obtain salvation, which he says is in Christ Jesus. Not in some gift that Christ can give, but in the very person of Christ. How do we foster this kind of friendship with the Lord? The kind of friendship that truly saves. Well, a good examination of conscience is to consider our life of prayer. In my prayer life, do prayers of petition predominate? Am I usually asking God for blessings and gifts and things I want him to do for me? Treating God like the divine vending machine, just getting out from him what I want and then moving on with my life? But don't get me wrong, prayers of petition are good. Jesus himself said, "Ask, and you will receive." And often in the Mass, we're making prayers of petition. But if that's all we are about, then we're falling far short of the kind of friendship with the Lord that can save us. How much time do we set aside for prayer focused merely on the person of Jesus? Reading the scriptures, praying the rosary, asking our Lord to reveal to us who he is, asking not for something but for him, simply seeking his presence. It's interesting in the gospel that when these 10 lepers make a prayer of petition, they're standing at a distance. But when the one leper comes back, now filled with faith, he's right there at the very feet of Jesus. He's close. There's an intimacy now. That's what our Lord desires for each of us. My challenge for you this week is set aside a certain amount of time each day. If all you can give is 5 minutes, that's a great place to begin. Maybe you can give more, 15 minutes, a half hour. Look up the daily gospel. It's easy to do now. There are all kinds of apps on the phone. You can go to the U.S. Bishop's website and click on the calendar. Pull up the gospel for the day and spend some time asking our Lord to reveal himself to you in silent contemplation of his gospel. Not asking him for something that you want, but simply asking him for the gift of his friendship, his presence. Here in Holy Mass, Jesus doesn't give us something. He gives us himself in the Holy Eucharist. The moments after we receive Holy Communion, those are the most precious moments of our whole life. When God himself dwells within us, truly present, substantially present there. Today, let's cherish those moments after Holy Communion as moments of profound friendship with the Lord and ask him for the grace to continue to foster that friendship each day of this coming week. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.